Oldies 1400 WIEL, Elizabethtown, a Commonwealth Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon. Another beautiful day in north central Kentucky. Mostly sunny skies. We're right at 70 degrees. The Kentucky League of Cities and the Lane Report announced the 2000 Enterprise Cities Award winners at the annual convention in Louisville. The cities of Bardstown, Bowling Green, Danville, Dawson Springs, Hazard, Newport in partnership with Bellevue and Covington, Nicholasville, Owensboro, Prestonsburg, and Radcliffe were each recognized for their outstanding achievements. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of the abortion pill RU486. The decision is a victory for abortion rights proponents who have battled for 12 years to bring the early adoption method to the U.S. A broadcasting milestone in this area, WIEL was Hardin County's first radio station when it went on the air at noon at this date, September 28, 1950. Five E-Town businessmen as owners, Horace Tabb, Holly Skidmore, J.W. Hodges, Stokely Bowling, and Clifford Deeks. Bill Harris, the first manager for 2 years, after that for 20 years, Dee Huddleston. In the middle of her 50 years, Hardin County's three-year-long celebration of the nation's bicentennial celebration was all over the radio.
Well, you know, 1976 is when they wrapped things up, and it was, the big bicentennial year, and I remember E.J. Clark and myself were instrumental in putting that together, our coverage together, and we have a time capsule at a Freeman Lake Park that's going to be opened up near the Heritage House there, probably when we're long gone.
It's a fitting time to bury this time capsule so that those folks 100 years from now can know what we were doing, know that we...
That was Bob Kraft and Babe Thomas. Listen to a special 30-minute Heart of the Matter tribute to WIEL on sister station Star 101.5 and KOMO Country 106.3. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Did you hear those sirens go off in Elizabethtown at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon? The first signal given out was a weather alert. The second signal was a test disaster signal alert. If you were a considerable distance from one of the 11 sirens, you might have barely noticed it. If you were standing next to one, as I was at G.C. Burkhead School yesterday, believe me, it was almost ear-splitting. It was the first audible test of the new CALS system in Elizabethtown. That stands for Community Outdoor Warning Sirens. Officials will be evaluating how well that drill went yesterday. The U.S. women's soccer team has lost its chance for gold. Norway took the medal in overtime, and the best the U.S. women's volleyball team can hope for now is bronze. Americans got another sign this morning of how well the economy is doing. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product grew at a 5.6% annual rate in the second quarter. That's stronger than the government previously thought. Actor Richard Mulligan has died at the age of 67. His publicist says he had cancer. Mulligan won an Emmy and a Golden Globe as Dr. Harry Weston on the series Empty Nest. He was also on the TV show Soap and in the movies Little Big Man, Teachers, and others. A motorcycle collision with a car on Louisville's southwest side on Dixie Highway has claimed the life of a five-month-old girl. The crash occurred just before 6 o'clock this morning at the intersection of Dixie and Wilson. And that's the noon news. I'm Ron Boone.